is for the young at heart. Those of you out there who never quite got the howdy doody out of your system. Those of you closet mouseketeers who still keep a magic decoder ring on hand just in case. Who look at the world through silly glasses and wonder, what went wrong? Simon says, time to take one banana step forwards through the vanishing point.
What if cockroaches were twice as big as Chevrolets? What if your mummy grew slimy green hair all over herself on purpose? What if we didn't have presidents or generals or popes anymore? Hello, boys and girls. I'm Dr. Dandy. Welcome once again to the wide, wonderful world of What If. Now, you just hang on there, you older boys and girls. Don't you go turning off your radios or switching to some dopey Muzak station. What if you do? You might get very sick and drop dead in your tracks. Remember, you help pay for this program. So why don't you just sit back and have a drink or a smoke, take off those thinking caps, and play What If? Oh, here's Miss Candy. As usual, she looks as clean and fresh as a May morning.
Why, thank you, Dr. Dandy. What a nice thing to say. I can't wait to see what we find in the What If trunk this week.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Okay, boys and girls, here goes.
I've got one.
Why don't you read it, Dr. Dandy?
No, you read it, Miss Candy.
But I read it last time. You read it.
Oh, well, okay, here goes. What if... Hey, this is a dilly. What if there was no more water in America?
Oh, my God. No more water in America.
Well, that's what it says, Miss Candy. Not a drop.
Well, boys and girls, it looks like we've really got our work cut out for us this time, doesn't it?
Ooh, I'll say, just thinking about it gives me a terrible thirst.
Me too, Dr. Dandy. But remember, we don't have time to think on this program. We just play What If.
That's right, Miss Candy. Look, who's this skipping along our garden fence looking just as happy as the cat that swallowed the canary?
Hello there, Dr. Dandy and Miss Candy. Don't you recognize me? I'm Mr. President.
Mr. Who?
Mr. President. Hi, everyone out there.
Not the Mr. President.
Who else?
Of the United States?
What's wrong with you people? I'm not exactly a nobody off the street.
Well, this is a surprise, isn't it, boys and girls? The Mr. President right here on What If?
I guess you've heard, Mr. President, about our little problem with the water.
Well, that's why I'm here, Miss Candy, because there's no water left in America. We've already had quite a few riots out there in some of our cities.
Riots? Oh, no, that's terrible.
Well, I certainly hope none of our boys and girls would get mixed up in anything like that.
Well, so do I, because if they do, they could get shot. Maybe instead they should do what I always do, sleep on it.
Pardon?
I said I'm going to sleep on it.
But, Mr. President, we only have 24 minutes left in the program.
It won't take long. I'll fall asleep thinking about this crisis that's threatening our nation. I'll have a dream, in this case a dream about water. I've done it lots of times before. Never fails. I'll have a wet dream.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Mr. President. Not a wet dream. Not on this program.
Dr. Dandy, you can call it whatever you like, but that's what I'm going to have.
Well, what'll we do? We don't dare disturb the President of the United States.
Look out, he's tilting. What if he falls over?
Oh, he can't. We already have a what if. What if there was no more water in America?
No sweat, boys and girls.
Mr. President, you're awake.
I told you it wouldn't take long. Anyway, magnetic field inversion.
Pardon?
Magnetic field inversion, Dr. Dandy. That's what we're going to do to get water. We're going to crack our old continent right across at the 49th parallel. Well, you know, give or take. Then we're going to tilt the northern part by magnetic field inversion. So all the water up there flows south where it'll do some good. Oh, trust me. These dreams are never wrong.
I don't understand, Mr. President. What's magnetic field inversion.
Well, strictly off the record, Miss Candy, I don't know what the hell it is either. But the best minds of our nation, which are not to be sneezed at, tell me it's just what the doctor ordered.
The northern part of the continent, that's Canada.
So I've heard. Those folks up there don't know it yet, but they're in for one double-dilly-slam-banger of a ride.
But, Mr. President, shouldn't we ask them first?
It's far too late for that. You see, that's the difference between us and the Canadians. They talk, we do.
Mr. President, I have to tell you, this is probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened on our show.
It sure is, but won't the Canadians be, I don't know, uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. A little happens slowly, so they'll have time to adjust. But just in case, the First Lady of America is going to see that no harm comes to anyone up there. After all, Canada's always been like a little sister to us.
Hi, folks.
Here she is now, right on cue.
Looking, as always, just as cheerful as a bunny in heat.
A what?
Welcome to What If, Mrs. First Lady.
Oh, you can call me Elizabeth. That's not my real name, but I kind of like it, don't you? I mean, if I can't get people to call me what I want them to call me, what's the point of being married to the most powerful man in the world?
I see what you mean, Elizabeth. We were just talking here about...
No water in America. I know. I'm not stupid. I know what's happening. There's no water anywhere, not even in the White House. It's perfectly disgusting. Just this morning, I did number two, the same as I always do, and then I went to flush and nothing.
Oh, poor Elizabeth, number two.
Ugh. Oh, thank you, Miss Candy. I'm glad someone cares. He thought it was a hoot.
We were just talking, honey, about how you are going to be the conscience of America.
Well, don't be so sure after this morning.
Well, I know that every one of our boys and girls out there is hoping that
we are
going...
Are we in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Hi there, boys and girls. I'm Mrs. America, the conscience of our nation. I'm going to be looking in on Mr. and Mrs. Canada and all the boys and girls up there. I want to make absolutely sure that no harm comes to a single one of them during the realignment of their country.
Realignment. Yes, that's it. It's a routine realignment. I like that. It has a nice ring to it, don't you think? Realignment. Yes, I like that, yes.
Who's this basket case?
The Prime Minister.
Of what? Where are we?
Ottawa, Canada. Ooh. It's their capital. Oh. Honestly, don't you media personalities know anything without a researcher?
He doesn't look like a prime minister. In fact, he doesn't look like much of anything. What's he doing?
He's speaking to the nation, selling realignment to Canadians.
But he's not saying anything.
Give him time. They're not like us. They're slower than we are.
You see... It's like winter. Basically, winter's a bit of a drag, right?
He must be targeting the youth market.
But winter's not going to go away, is it? Now, basically, we're stuck with it, so we've learned to adapt to winter. Every year we grumble and we groan about it, but basically, we live with it, right? So this realignment is a lot like winter. Now, sure, it's going to be a little uncomfortable until we get used to it, but we will get used to it, and we may even get to like it. Isn't that what being Canadian is basically all about?
He's quite good once he gets going, isn't he?
Good night, Canada. Thanks for listening. God bless you all.
Will you listen to that? They still use canned applause.
Sir, our own population is thinly spread over a vast, forbidding landscape. It's not easy to get people together for something like this. Who are you? Why are you wearing that ridiculous polka dot suit?
Because this is What If, and you are still on the air. I'm Dr. Dandy, and this here is Miss Candy. We're the hosts of What If, and this is our very special guest, the First Lady of America.
Miss America? Aren't you a little past it?
I am not Miss America. I am the First Lady.
Oh,
The wife of,
Welcome to, Ottawa.
Make yourselves at home while I take off my makeup. My place is your place and, things like that.
Where's Mr. President?
Oh, isn't he here somewhere? He was with us a minute ago.
Oh, my God, what if he's been captured by terrorists? Our show will be canceled.
Honestly, you people do get your shorts in a knot over the littlest things. He'll show up before too long. He always does.
Ah, well, that's good. That's good. That's good news. It wouldn't last very long on his own up here.
How about this realignment business, Mr. Prime Minister? How's it going?
Oh, it's great, 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 great. So we're glad to be doing our bit. Inconvenience is minimal, really. Look at me, for example. Strapped into my chair here. Chair's bolted to the floor. Especially like the way the leather straps bite into my...
Jeez, Mr. Prime Minister, not on what if. What's your present angle?
27 degrees, if you can believe the scientists.
As the First Lady in the conscience of America, I'd like to know if there are any casualties yet.
Casualties?
From the realignment. Any dead or seriously injured Canadians?
Well, how should I know?
But you're the Prime Minister, aren't you?
And who the hell do you think you are? Barging in here without an invitation? Oh. Telling me who I am and what I should know? Mm. Why don't you drop dead, stupid little... Big fart!
Mr. Prime Minister, please! I don't want to have to tell you again.
Sir, sorry. Sir, these are very, they're very trying times for leaders. They're very trying. And what do we get in the way of thanks? What do we get? You know, sometimes I feel I can't take it anymore.
Well, there you are. Anyway, I'm sick of talking to the rich and famous all the time. I want to talk to ordinary Canadians, like Mrs. Walter Kukavica, the last person in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
You've got it!
Flin Flon?
What's so funny? Flin Flon is a decent town with normal, respectable people. I suppose you're from the big city, and most likely every one of you is queer in one way or another.
Well, I don't know about them, but I am the First Lady of America, as I'm getting tired of repeating.
Naturally, and I'm Mickey Mouse. No wonder the world is turning upside down.
It's not the world, Mrs. Kukavica. It's only Canada.
Mrs. Kukavica, will you please tell our listeners why you are sitting fully clothed in a bathtub full of water?
Certainly. To which age level am I addressing my remarks?
What If appeals to the young at heart, to children of all ages from 1 to 100.
Boys and girls, this is the last water in Flin Flon, maybe in the whole country, who knows? No civil servant is going to come in here and tell me in English, or God forbid in French, that this water belongs to everyone. This isn't socialism, this is my water. That's why I'm sitting in it. Anything else?
Yes. Why do you have your clothes on?
Why not? Where were you brought up, in a fish tank? Well, maybe fish don't wear clothes, but the way I was brought up, decent people wear clothes.
What happened to the rest of the people in Flin Flon?
Who cares? If they had any backbone, they'd still be here. How do you think we built this land? Not by running away at the first sign of trouble, I can tell you that much. Blessed are those who wash their robes, for they shall have the right to the tree of life, and they shall enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Revelation 22, verse 14. Think about it.
I hope the old witch drowns in her own sauce, but not on our program. Don't go away, boys and girls. We'll be right back. Lickety split.
Before we do that, I'd like to share with you listeners a little poem I've written. It's nothing much, but, well, all of this has got quite an impact on me, and I don't often get the chance to say on the program how I actually feel about things. I think that's important. So I just wrote this poem. It's sort of a stream of consciousness. Fluidity by Dr. Daniel Dandy. What are we born in? Fluidity. What are we made of? Fluidity. What did he walk on? Fluidity. What does the flagship of freedom need to stay afloat? Fluidity. What are we blessed with, cursed with, sometimes reimbursed with? Fluidity. What is it that gets up your nose when you swim upside down and then one day you dry up and die? And who gives a damn anyway? Sure, they cry their eyes out, but everyone knows that tears are not enough. Unless I'm mistaken, there could be cases that haven't been properly documented. But if there were, you'd think you'd have read about them in the Reader's Digest, but instead of that, all the...
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we don't have much time left in the program. What if the boys and girls who want to read your beautiful poem were to write in for a transcript?
Oh, do you think any of them would? Poetry's not a very popular medium, you know. Maybe if it was set to music.
You could get free! Do you hear me? Free Niagara Falls into this top-secret underground reservoir, and you'd still have enough room left over for a couple of basketball courts! Now, watch this.
Wow! I don't know what to say, Mr. President. I think I'm just gonna cry.
Can't you do something about that drip?
No. We got this little problem. We don't need any more water, but, no, we can't stop it. Now, the best minds of our nation are working on around the clock. But what I'm hearing from them is that they don't know how to stop the Canadian, tilt.
Realignment, dear.
Wow! That's like the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
The what?
Don't bother name-dropping. Mr. President doesn't watch TV much. Only the Nearer My God to These shows.
Hey, here comes my good old buddy, General Leviticus.
Bam, bam, bam. And how's a little woman?
Okay.
If you're referring to me, General.
That's the spirit. Does the old jug still float? Remember what I always say, when the old jugs don't float anymore, it's time for a trade-in.
Oh, you scum, you congenital idiot.
Scum! Congeneral! Take that!
Oh, my God! The First Lady's gone over the edge!
No, don't panic. It's not the first time. She'll do almost anything for attention.
Look, there she goes!
Assassin!
Oops! Sorry, Mr. President.
Don't tax yourself about it, General. She'll turn up in somebody's water supply.
Mr. President, could you introduce the General to our listeners?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. General Leviticus, say hello to the boys and girls out there.
Howdy!
And boys and girls, say hello to General Leviticus.
I have only one thing to say, and I'm only going to say it once. So listen as if your life depended on it. Here it is. This time, the Ruskies have gone too damn far.
Uh-oh. What have they done this time, General?
It's incredible. It's worse than Pearl Harbor. Why, those sneaky rats are flooding all our defense installations. Missile silos, underground command centers, even the president's bunker. The Statue of Liberty is up to her armpits, for God's sakes. Mr. President, are you ready?
I'm ready, General.
What are you going to do?
My duty, son, as commander-in-chief. There comes a time in the life of every man, both great and small.
Oh, cut the crap, Mr. President. What we're going to do is a preemptive strike. We're going to blast those red devils to kingdom come for once and for all before it's too late.
You're going to do all that right here on our show? Gosh, I hope my boyfriend's listening.
Open the briefcase, General. The rope meeting, the show. Gee, I love being president. Which button do I push? I've never done this before.
Neither have I. Try the red one.
Well, I'll be damned.
Okay, it's got to be the yellow one then. Come on, Mr. President, move it. Oh, no, it's too late.
What's the problem, General?
Who let this clown in the polka dot suit into a top-secret installation? It doesn't matter anyhow. It's all over. This is the end.
The end? Why? What do you mean?
Everything's wet, you idiot. You're wet. I'm wet. We're all wet. It's too late. They've won. Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Gosh, General, right here on the What If Show?
Wait. Yes, the General is taking a gun out of his briefcase, and now he's holding the gun. Actually, it's quite a big gun, to his forehead.
His temple, I'd say.
Well, I think you're right, Miss Candy. I'm standing at a bit of an odd angle here, and that's why I...
Let it not be said of our good and loyal friend, General Leviticus, that he failed to serve his country in her hour of greatest need.
He's blowing his brains all over my costume.
It's sad in a way. He was sort of a sweetie once you got to know him.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, no, Miss Candy, be strong. Remember, you're on the air. Your little listeners need you.
Dr. Dandy's right, Miss Candy. Always harder for those of us who stay behind to pick up the pieces.
And here is an update from Realignment Canada. Ranchers in Montana are threatening Canada with a trade war unless their counterparts in Alberta agree to stop dumping subsidized cattle over the border. The House of Commons has collapsed. According to official sources, no one was in it at the time. A spokesperson for the Canadian Armed Forces announced early this morning that the search has been called off for the Atlantic provinces. He added that the names of missing persons would be withheld pending notification of beneficiaries. From the National Research Council, the angle at 1 p.m. today is 72 degrees and rising. You've been listening to an update from Realignment Canada. I'm Margaret Pachu. Stay tuned for local news, weather, and sports, where they still occur.
I like her voice. You can tell she's a woman of quality.
I suppose so, Mr. President, if you like that style. By the way, boys and girls, we're flying what looks to me dangerously close to this great towering wall, which is Canada.
We're in a water bomber, kids, normally used to put out forest fires.
This was Mr. President's idea, to drop some of our water on the Canadians since they don't have any left of their own. Isn't that a great idea?
Hey, look, there's one. Oh, look, she's waving at us. Oh, here we go. What happened?
We're on the ground. We must have had an accident.
Are we dead? Is this heaven?
What's all that damn squawking?
This isn't heaven. Not quite. You're not dead and you didn't have an accident. I shot you down. You're in Canada. Or let's say you're dangling from it. Those are loons you hear.
Loons? I thought loons lived in water.
Normally that's true, but recently they've had to choose between America wet and Canada dry.
Uh-huh. Who are you, anyway?
Why did you shoot us down? I mean, we flew up here with nothing in our hearts but brotherly love and Christian charity.
If only I'd had some way of knowing what was in your hearts. My name is Anne Smith, but I prefer to call myself the Spirit of the True North, Strong and Free. Or what's left of it. You can call me True North for short.
I see. So you're a terrorist. What are you, Cuban? Libyan? Answer me. Where did you learn to speak English?
I don't know. I was born in a little town not half a dozen miles from here. A place I'm sure you've never heard of. Never thought much of it myself. Couldn't wait to get out of it. Dusty old Main Street. Co-op store. The movie house closed down years ago. Mrs. Mabry ran the snack bar summers only. Anglican church and... well, that was about it. I went away to become an orchestra conductor. But when this happened, the tilt...
realignment?
No, I'd say it's more of a tilt up here. Anyway, my father still lived there and a few cousins. The cousins I could take or leave, but there was no...
Do we have to listen to this? It's boring. An orchestra conductor? Really?
Second-rate schlock. Now, on our program... Oh, holy cow, I forgot. What if...
Don't worry, you're still on the air.
Will you shut that thing off, please? I have something important to say. What did you say you call yourself, young lady?
True North. The spirit of the True North, strong and free. I know it's pretentious, but so what?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. How would you like to be the First Lady of America?
You're kidding.
Mr. President, you can't do that. She's a terrorist.
And she's not even American.
She could learn. Well, what do you say?
Aren't you forgetting the first lady?
To err is human, Miss Candy. To forget is, well, I'm sure you know the rest of it. Young lady, America needs you. I need you. I need that spirit of yours in Washington, in the White House. In return, I can give you the world, the moon, the stars, and beyond. Please, please say yes.
I don't think so. I like it here.
Can't imagine what you've done to me. You've broken my heart just like that. No one's ever said no to me. Not ever.
I'm going to let you people go now.
And what do you mean, let us go? Where?
I'm going to give you back your freedom. In spite of everything, it's still a free country up here.
No!
You can't do that. We'll fall.
God knows where we'll end up.
Back where you belong, I guess. Go in good health.
Boys and girls, can you hear me? This is Miss Candy. Remember to brush your teeth. Do what your parents tell you. Don't talk to strangers. Trust the president. Be sure to tune in again next week.
For a special edition of What If? What if this program didn't exist anymore? This is Dr. Dandy saying bye-bye, boys and girls. Bye-bye, Miss Candy. Bye-bye, Mr. President.
Wait for me, Dr. Dandy. Bye-bye, Mr. President. Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Say bye-bye, Mr. President.
Everything I have ever done, I did not for my own sake, but for the pure love of liberty.
The pure love of liberty? Goodness. Isn't it amazing what a fuss Americans can make out of almost anything? It's like having relatives over. The kind that drink too much, talk too loud, and don't empty their ashtrays. Well, it's not that you don't like them. Not exactly. But isn't it a relief when they're gone? Finally, you can breathe again. Life gets back to normal. You can settle down, put on your sloppy old clothes again, and get on with things. In the usual way.
Well, time to put on your thinking caps again, boys and girls. Time to close up the what-if trunk and bid Dr. Dandy et al. A big, sloppy toodaloo as Canada heads irrevocably towards full tilt. Yes, everything is all wet at the vanishing point.
The Rising of the North by Michael Riordan, starring Chris Wiggins as Dr. Dandy, Nikki Guadagni as Miss Candy, and Ken James as Mr. President. Featured in the cast were Neil Monroe, Jane Eastwood, Ruth Springford, John Stalker, Margaret Pachu, and Rosalind Goldsmith. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Jean Sarazen, and the production assistant was Peggy Esty. Original music was by Marcia Coffey. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Rising of the North was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Bill Howell. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Until next week, I'm John Karras, wishing you good night.
I had this recording of the human heart, and I turned the stereo up really loud and called up my friend and tried to play the heart sound over the phone. But the phone couldn't hear the deep, vital contractions of the beating heart. It only heard the deep scratches in the vinyl. That's technology. So now, put your hand on your left breast. Just do it. Press hard, and we're off.